So I made today one of the, if not the, well, no, because I called his 2016 victory boldest, outlandish, shocking, stunning. It's too bad that I don't have a large international audience any longer over the satellite radio airwaves for when this one comes true. About Donald John Trump, Don John of Mar-a-Lago. And what it is that's happening as we speak, as we watch this. We watch this in real time. So let me tell you how the day started today. See, Maggie O'Connell has the digital media files that I'm going to be talking about. Mags and I were sitting here, and she was listening to the Warlock, Moloch's Warlock. By the way, I've coined a term, a new neologism, to describe the FBI raid of Trump's home, Mar-a-Lagate. So Biden sent, now there's a couple of things that you have to understand before I can even explain where I'm going. But if you wonder, if you read my Substack for today, the one that just came out, the Trump family is the greatest American family in history. To put it bluntly, he actually is trying to be the second father of his country. I don't care who doesn't like it. I call it as I see it. So, before I tell you all the details here, and I go to cynicism chat, there's a couple of things that you have to understand. When I say Biden sent Merrick Garland out there, the Attorney General of the United States is not in the Constitution. You won't find it. You won't find the Secretary of the Treasury. You won't find the Interior Department Secretary. You won't find any of those positions. Now, there is reference to how that the president can pick and choose his cabinet with the advice and consent of the Senate, right? So any power that any cabinet officer, that would include Babadook, Booty Call Buttigieg, Sodomite Booty Call Buttigieg, any power that any cabinet officer exercises is an extension of the president's power. Y'all let me know in the chat room if I'm boring you, as I believe I have all week long. Hell, this entire year has been boredom. Not another history lesson, T. Katie. Just bash Obama and Biden. That's what we want. So this is what you have to understand. For all of those that are out there blaming, wagging the finger at Merrick Garland, Trump actually gets it right. He goes after Biden. Merrick Garland can't do anything that Biden doesn't approve of. You understand this? A cabinet secretary is discharging duties that the executive branch or the executive possesses. Ditto that for transportation and treasury and any other Hades forsaken agency that shouldn't exist. So when Merrick Garland sent that, just what you got to understand, and I can't believe that I'm the only one that's talking about it. I bet Tucker Carlson would have someone on this week. He's on vacation that would have said this. What is this vacation thing that you guys, everybody's on vacation. Fiorella's out for 20 some odd days. You'll get a nap today. When Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, when he boasts and brags that he personally authorized the search warrant for Trump's home, it's the same thing as Biden saying it. There's no difference. Now, it is true that he could act on his own initiative. Against the wishes of the president or the executive. It has happened, and they usually get fired when something like that happens. So when somebody says, we're going to have an investigation into Trump's firing of Jeff Sessions, why? He's the executive. He's the president. They serve at his leisure. He could abolish the whole freaking department if he wanted to, and he doesn't have to get Congress's approval to do it. The FBI director is appointed by the president. You know what President Trump 46 could do? Today I'm relieving Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, and I will not be naming a successor. I will be naming Rudy Giuliani to come and begin the process of shutting the agency down. That's why they're after him. Folks, they gotta take this guy out. So I want those of you that are listening, all hell, we didn't even get the double digits today. If you have ears and you're listening, I want you to understand that Merrick Garland's actions against Trump are Biden's actions. Anyone that says you can't prove that this is going after a political enemy, yes, you can. The Attorney General Office, the AG, does not have to exist. It exists as a tradition and as part of, and by the way, no, you had to have one because they got to prosecute the laws. No, that's inside the White House. This is a totally different department. That's the OLSC, the Office of Legal Support Counsel. So Trump has his own attorneys. You saw them. He had Pam Bondi. He had, who's the guy? The ones that you saw at the sham impeachment. I have a brain spasm right now. I'll think of their names. That's inside the White House. That's the White House Office of Legal Counsel, OLC. The AG is executing the laws and running the Injustice Department on behalf of the president. President appoints him. He serves at Biden's leisure. William Barr served as Trump's leisure, et cetera, et cetera. If Merrick Garland's out there boasting and bragging, and he what? I ordered the death of the Trump family. You realize how just wickedly obsessed with seething hatred. Just like red mist that comes out of Merrick Garland's mouth when he speaks about Trump. Garland admitting that he signed off on it is the same thing as admitting that Biden signed off on it. Katie bar the door, end of discussion. I will truck no meme foolery over it. Now, Corina Jean Lesbeau-Pierre, when asked by Peter Ducey 2 days ago, said, I'm telling you that Biden didn't know about it. Here's the thing about that. It doesn't matter if Biden knew about it or not. Any action taken by a cabinet secretary that answers to the president is the same as the president acting. There's no material difference. Change a proper noun, that's the only difference. Some people in the chat room are saying, come on, TKD, who thinks that, who doesn't know this? Well, I tell you what, Racer X, go to the water cooler where you work and go ask if they know what I just said. I'll wager you $100 billion that they don't know. Your average boobus Americanus does not know that. It's the same in most governor's offices, which is why Ron DeSantis went, oh, you don't want to execute the laws of the state attorney general? They know, snap you out of existence. So for Merrick Garland to go out and do what he did, I mean, this is just stupid. But then again, folks, this is pride. They want Trump to know that they're coming to get him. Biden wants Trump to know, I'm going to get you. But you know what? I ain't buying it. I'm actually rather excited today. Well, because it's Friday, and to talk about Don John of Mar-a-Lago. Don John of Mar-a-Lago. So Maggie and I, so I had to set this up so everyone knows Merrick Garland acting is Biden acting. So here's how it began this morning. I asked Mrs. O'Connell, I'm like, why? Why would he do this? What made him do this? Why would Trump continue to do this? You know, for example, he and Melania could just go like, Melania, pack your bags, honey. We're going to our golf club in Scotland for the remainder of the decade. I'm checking out, cashing my chips and leaving. He doesn't have to do any of this. This is what is the most confounding thing to me, and I truly am and was this morning perplexed by it. Why would he do this? Why doesn't he just quit? Most men, hell, almost every man that's ever lived would wither under this kind of assault and never-ending attack, this calumny. And now there's threats of physical violence. They want him prosecuted and they want him executed. But he won't stop. Now, some people are going to say that's because he's prideful. He's got a big ego. I do not believe that ego can explain this. As a matter of fact, I signed my name to a piece at the Substack this morning to that effect. I don't believe that. I think there's something else going on here. What? What'd you just discover? Was it a biggie? My gut as a father and as a dad and as a putative father of the Crusader Nation, if you will, I understand some of what Donald John Trump, that's his real full name, of what he's doing. And I'm telling you that this does not happen. And what do you, I mean, he just goes out yesterday and he goes, they overreached again. I demand the Injustice Department turn over all the documents. Unseal everything you stole from my house. Unseal the warrant and what you were looking for. Oh, have you heard the urban legend today that they concocted? Supposedly, Trump and Melania ferried out of the White House. Double secret probation. Nuclear launch code and bomb secrets. And a Secret Service agent blew the whistle on him. Again, an anonymous whistleblower, supposedly. Told the Justice Department that Trump was selling the secrets to Putin. You can't make this stuff up. The Washington Post confirms what I just told you. Insiders say that a security personnel source close to the president. There's only one security source. It's the Secret Service. If you're saying that someone in the Secret Service dropped a nickel, or what's the phone call cost today? $5 on the man that he was guarding. First of all, I'm going to say you're a freaking liar. You're an effing liar. You're a bastard effing liar. Number one. Number two. Who would believe? You're going Russia, Russia, Russia again? Where's Paul Simon at when we need him? These people, they suck at life. They suck at everything they do. My Senator John Kennedy's right when he talks about Biden. What did he say? I'm just like Biden without all the suck. All the suckiness or whatever. They stink. They screw everything up, including the management of our lives, which we should not allow them to have any participation in. So in my conversation with Maggie, I said, this is how this has to be going down. Maybe Don John says, kids, you're getting a raw deal. I'm just going to pack it in. It's not worth it. And I believe that the answer that Don Jr. and Eric and Ivanka, and then the one from the other marriage, Tiffany, must be giving their father is, and I believe that this is a family. It's not Trump. He represents a family, but he also kind of represents the MAGA family. That's his extended family. Is Trump's children and his wife, Melania, must be telling, don't you dare quit. Don't you dare walk away and let these evil pricks get away with this.